Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room sway while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Carl Knutson, DJ and Entertainment. Carl figured out a way to bring people the wow factor of live music combined with the party factor of a DJ at an accessible price point for everybody because he does both. You want unique, right? Well, choose someone who will help you realize your creative vision, not just get your playlist checked off. This is why it's boutique entertainment. So if you're looking to get married and you're looking for entertainment, Carl's the one for you. Your guests will walk in to cocktail hour, greeted by the sights and sounds of live jazz, the chrome Kroner mic, the upright bass, elegance, drama, cocktails and guests sit, bridal party lines up. The singer, Carl Knutson, becomes the DJ, and the rest of the night, as he says, is a blur. But really, the rest of the night is a blast. Carl Knutson, you can reach him at carl@carlknutson.net or give him a call at 630-384-9614. Hey, the holidays are coming. You need help preparing for that special holiday party or dinner? Bliss Culinary Heaven can help. Bliss Culinary Heaven is created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson to fill a void in the culinary world. Chef Tyler works with local farms to provide delicious flavors in creative and unique ways to your taste buds. Bliss is a culinary corporation offering several options for your guests from catering to retail. Give them a call at 630-865-1582 or email blissculinaryheaven@gmail.com. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napiersettlement.org. Illusion Photography, thanks so much for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. They are your wedding specialists. They're honored to be your guest at your wedding, capturing the best day of your life. So if you're getting married, you want to find the professionals. Each time a bride and groom select them as their photographers, they hold that as sacred trust and realize how much of an honor it is to capture the beginning of a life of love and happiness. Illusion has been servicing weddings, Chicagoland area, as well as destinations for 13 years. Welcome to Illusion Photography, to a world of capturing memories through the eyes of true artists. Check out Illusion Photography in Oak Brook. The number is 630-560-5684. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Bricconi's, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks to Bricconi's, they're a small business that's family-owned and operated. It's the kind of food your mom wanted you to eat. Check out bricconi's.com. And thanks to Sullivan's Steakhouse for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. For 4.5 years now, Sullivan's has sponsored the show. Sullivan's offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And many thanks to Clark's Car Care in Naperville. Yep, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. I just had my car oil changed recently at Clark's Car Care. I love the service. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you can get a special $17.95 oil change, $27.95 for synthetic. That one I like because my oil changes last 5,000 miles rather than 3. Check out clarkscarcare.com. Happy cars, happy owners. Thanks, Matt, for all your support of this show. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the program. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. What's the good word? I haven't heard from you guys. Well, I should say you haven't heard from me in about almost a month. I had a little hiatus. I got married, by the way, for those of you that have missed the show over the summer months. I revealed that I was engaged and got married September 2nd. We tied the knot at North Fork Farm. I love this place. It's located in Oswego, Illinois. It's a beautiful farm. They host weddings there, parties, corporate events, but mostly it's a full-service facility that caters to horse enthusiasts, owners, and breeders and trainers. They offer short-term and long-term boarding options to suit all your needs and budgets, but they have weddings there. They host weddings there, and they are just amazing. The facility has been family-owned and operated since 1961, and it was originally owned, believe it or not, by former U.S. President Polk. If you want more information or you want to check out the farm for your wedding, your possible wedding coming up, you can give them a call at 815-768-5400 or check out www.nfork. You don't have to spell out North, just nforkfarm.com. And I want to do a shout out to Lori and Pete over there, the owners, for just being the most amazing couple. I felt like they were family after these last 3 months working with them and planning the wedding. They host, I think she said, close to 65, 70 weddings a year, and they really did make us feel like our wedding was the most important. I can't thank them enough and their entire staff. Peggy, who helped me through the day over at North Fork. But like I said, they don't just do weddings. They do all kinds of things there. So, and it's a beautiful venue. And I've been missing you guys. I've been off a month because I went away after the wedding to a honeymoon. And you won't believe this. Maybe you will. I did zip line. I did it. I've said this before on the show, how frightened I am of heights. And I went ahead and ziplined in Hawaii across waterfalls that were amazing. If you ever get a chance to do it, do it, do it, do it. Just get over your fears and do it. And so I just want to say to everybody listening, and to those of you that have sent me, especially to those of you who have sent me messages on Facebook and Twitter and email and calls, thank you so much for all the well wishes and the prayers. We need them. It was a great wedding, amazing day. The kids were all there, and I couldn't have picked a better day, weather-wise and just overall. Just getting married. Oh, my goodness. I finally did it. I really did it. But it was just great. So thank you all for all the well wishes, and keep them coming. We enjoyed that. And on that note, we have a show. We have a good show to bring you. As we say every week on the show, we bring you good news, good guests. We have a great guest for you, a good guest for you. Did I go from great to good? That was not a downgrade. That was just me correcting myself, because we always talk about the good stuff on this show. And we always bring you a good laugh, too. Those are three things I promised you. And we also want to promote our non-for-profits. A shout-out to the Brightside Theater. When I got off the plane, practically when I got off the plane from my honeymoon, I had to get over to the Brightside Theater's big fundraiser at the Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College. And they just do an amazing job, that theater. It's a non-for-profit. I love supporting them. If you get a chance, check out their website. And I want to do a shout out to Julie with the Brightside Theater for all the love that she has given me through the months. And just hoping that you all can check it out and support local theater, thebrightsidetheater.com. All right. Shout out to everybody that listens on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuileville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio. Thanks for all the downloads, guys. Really appreciate it. I think this half-hour show has doubled our numbers at Rivet Radio. People like the shorter shows. They can listen to it on the train or while they're getting ready in the morning for work. So I get it. I get it. You want a good quality show, but you want it more compact. To those of you listening on 1010 News Talk mornings, I really appreciate that. Thanks for all the messages and all the love, too. As I said, we do have a good show for you today. I'm going to welcome my Ava Miles, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Oh. Hi.
Oh, there she is. Ava Miles.
Hi.
Sorry, I picked up the line and I got some weird echo going on.
I know,
okay,
so did I.
I was just about to introduce you. My goodness, she is an international best. Ava Miles, she has got a series of books out, The Goddess Guides. I think there, how many books are there, Ava?
There's
quite a few
seven.
Here.
Yeah.
seven books. And this book that I have in my hand is one of seven. This one's called Goddesses Are Sexy, Enjoying a Loving Self-Image. Again, we welcome to the show Ava Miles, international best-selling author, to talk about the goddess guides and why we want to find out why you say women have a goddess nature. I've always known I was a goddess, by the way. But
yeah, I could tell.
I loved
how you were talking about facing your fears by overcoming your fear of heights with the zip line, because that's exactly what your goddess nature is. It's the part of you that knows that you don't want to be afraid, you don't want to live from that place, and so you just face it, you do it, and, like, you free yourself from it. And, like, that's just beautiful. So congratulations to that, and congratulations on getting married.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. It's been quite a month. And now I will tell my husband that he's married to a goddess. Because we're gonna convince him in this show, convince everybody listening. Women are goddesses, and we already knew that, but now we've got the proof. We've got books written about it. There's seven books in this series, folks. Okay, wait, before we dive in here, Ava. First of all, thanks for coming on the show. Did I hear that you are from the northwest side of Chicago?
Oh, I went to Notre Dame, so I'm from the Midwest. You bet. In the plains, and Chicago.
Notre Dame.
University.
Of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
In South Bend.
Well,
so, yeah, Chicago was one of my favorite places to come to.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, great, great. I was reading the book, and the front of the book talks about all the books you've written, fiction, nonfiction, and other nonfiction. And I was just blown away. Before we dive into the guides, if you will, I'm just amazed at how many books you've written.
Yeah, and it's all the more amazing because just about 4 years ago, that was when I, like, became an author. I had been working corporate, rebuilding war zones, completely different than being an author. But I just realized on a really difficult night in an unsafe country in Africa, I wanted to write a new story for my life, and I loved writing so much. But I was from a very small town in Nebraska. That's where I was born. And you weren't going to make money as a writer. Nobody thought that that was a viable career. And so, I mean, I was the daughter of a nurse and a teacher. And so I wrote secretly, like kind of secretly as a hobby for a long time. And then suddenly I just had this huge passion to do it. And it all, like, all the stars aligned. You know, I worked hard. I got sort of my book in front of the right people. And it's just exploded in the most wonderful way. And so I just always say I'm kind of a small town girl at heart, but, like, I'm living this really wonderful life of my dreams, one I was just told I would never be able to realize.
Oh, my God. I love that. That is so fantastic. And keep writing. Keep writing and letting your thoughts and your words get out there. I mean, that's so inspiring for women, inspiring for me. I've always wanted to write a book, and now I see. Well, Ava Miles can write a zillion books. I can come out with one.
All you got to do is start the first one. The first one is always, I think, some ways the hardest because you've got all your stories in your head about, like, you know, why it's not going to work out, but you just got to believe in yourself, you know?
We're going to dive into the book, I promise, but this is just so interesting. What was it that just I know you said the hardest part is just diving in, but what really got you going and continuing the path, and then that rolled into your other books, of course. But what advice would you give to people if they want to start writing a book?
I think it's the true passion for the story. Like, I love story, and I love a good story. And perhaps that comes from, you know, sitting around with my grandparents at their kitchen table when everyone would come visit, you know, at their lunch break, right, in the small town. Like, everyone would tell a story. And I grew up with stories about working, or like, growing up on the farm, or stories about, you know, like, people going to Europe, because, you know, very few people in my family had ever gone to Europe. And so, like, I have been listening and enjoying stories my whole life. And so the opportunity for me, I always had, like, sort of characters and ideas about stories. Finally, it was just like, I've been writing them, and like, you know, even when I was a kid, in a notebook. And then later, it was like, it started to become like, well, I want to write a full-length novel. And I was always, you know, busy with work. And then it was like, I would keep writing. And finally, it was just like, I just need to finish this book. And so that's kind of how it happened. And then, you know, you get your big, brave girl pants on, and you start putting it in the world.
Pull up those big girl panties and let's go. Start writing. Well,
yep.
We're talking to Ava Miles, who is the author of The Goddess Guides to Being a Woman. There's a group of, or a series of, 7 how-to books for tapping into your happy, power-packed goddess nature. Ava infuses her writing with wisdom and empowerment for those who are seeking it, and she offers practical tools. So we're going to dive right into some of these tools that we can use to help us shift into that divine rock star. Is that what you said, that we were born to be?
Yeah, we were born as. We just kind of keep getting, we forget, or we're told we're not. You know, how many times do you remember being a kid and being told you can't do something, or you're not good enough at something, but you really love to do it? And like, that's the thing, is to overcome that, because if you really love it, then you're really probably uniquely gifted in it. And it's like, that's the thing to sort of re-explore as you become an adult, right? Because you have more freedom and you're less compromised by teachers, or even, you know, your parents. I mean, even well-intentioned parents like mine, who said you could never make a career as a writer because, you know, they wanted me to have a career that made money, that I could take care of myself. They didn't mean to go and, like, you know, shut me down. But at the same time, I believed that story until I finally was just like, well, I'm just going to give it all I can. I'm just going to go all in.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Okay. So how do we incorporate this, you know, these guides into our life and make this part of our new, you say, a new lifestyle? How do we do this? I mean, first by reading the books, of course. But for those that want some tips now before we dive into the books, what should we do to
own it? I think a lot of women are on the cusp of wanting a big personal change. There's a lot of, you know, women who will talk about not having enough time for themselves, feeling like they've got to do everything, be everything, and yet feeling inadequate in so many of the areas because they don't have enough time to do all of it. And then when they sort of sit down at the end of the day, it's like they're so tired. It's like, what are they going to do? They're just going to go to bed, get up, and do it all over again. And I know that's how I felt. I felt like I was doing all the shoulds, and then some of the things, it was like, well, I shouldn't do that for like a reason that wasn't even mine. It was a reason I'd been told, or a reason that I'd bought into. And so I think it's just, for one, it's deciding that you're going to go and examine like the parts of you that are unhappy and making that change. And so one of the reasons that I wrote the guides as they are, which are topical. So if you need, for example, a boost, or there's a certain area of your life, say you don't feel like you are making the kind of money that you want, you know, you have trouble asking your boss for a raise, like that's Goddesses Deserve the G. That talks about material abundance and how we as women have a lot of stories and a lot of like things that we've been told about how we are with money. Or, for example, about being sexy, body image being such a thing, you know, like do we look in the mirror and can we really see that we're beautiful and that we love ourselves? Or do we really need to sort of unpack some of the things that we were told maybe when we were growing up, and some of the things that we feel about ourselves in order to rediscover that? So, you know, it could be a complete overhaul, kind of like what I had to go through. I mean, I survived 2 life-threatening illnesses and a few close calls overseas. Like, I had it, like, I'll call it my sort of, like, come to sort of Jesus, or come to whatever you want to call it moment. And it was like, I was like, I am not happy, and I'm not living the kind of life that I really want. Like, my life was accomplished. I was working and helping people in war zones to empower themselves and to overcome, you know, great obstacles and challenges that they were experiencing, but I needed to make that change for me. And so, like, I did a whole overhaul from, like, you know, money, like going from a paycheck to paycheck living, to now, like, being an international best-selling author, from, like, being really, like, depressed and someone who was very ill to being, like, one of the happiest. Some people call me a professional laugher even, which is one of my greatest compliments. But it's like, what area do you want to go and change and just start? Yeah, me too. Actually, it's one of my best compliments.
I love it. I'm the same way. People tell me all the time on the show, you giggle a lot. Well, I love to giggle, better than shouting and screaming, right?
And it uplifts everybody.
Sometimes I giggle too much. Sometimes I giggle too much, and people take it as if I'm nervous. But I don't think so. I think it's also, we also want people around us to be comfortable and to share a moment, I guess. Okay.
And be uplifted.
So the series, the goddess guides to being a woman. I'm lucky. I got goddesses are sexy. So that's the first one I'm going to dive into. You don't have to read these in any order, do you?
No, and you don't have to read all of them. You just read the one that you need. You know, for example, like, you know, you might be great. You might be having great sex, for example. And so, like, don't read about that. When you've got joyful, connected sex, hey, yay for you. Awesome. But maybe you're really having trouble expressing yourself. Read goddesses, you know,
Yeah, well, hold on, Ava. Your titles are hilarious, by the way. Goddesses Love Cock. Okay, how did you come up with that title?
Let me tell you. Coming from a small town in the Midwest, I was like, really?
Could you? I'm going to my mom's house with this book, and that falls out of my purse. Oh, my God, what is my daughter reading?
And isn't that the story, right? I mean, like, for me, it was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, I always listen. I mean, I do a lot of listening. It's part of my process. In order to get, I think, a good story, you have to be quiet, and you have to kind of listen to what that story is going to be. And I always listen for the titles. And so, like, it came through, like, the divine title was Goddesses Love Cock, and I was like, you're kidding. I was like, really? But it was like, it kind of like got to the whole sort of point. It's like, well, why do we have such shame around like even saying Goddesses Love Cock? Like, you know, like I was born a woman, like this guy's born a man. Like, we're both given these great tools, you know, he's got a cock, I've got my stuff. Like, when that comes together, it's like an orgasm. That's like, to me, that's the greatest form of joy. Like, if it's connected and it's like mutual and all of that, like the highest level of that. So it's like, well, why not say it? But of course we have all the things, like, you know, my preacher in my town was just like, that would be like sinful, right? Like, and it's like, why do we have all these constructs that we can't just say, why can't we look at it in a different way? Look at it in a way that says, you know, that's a beautiful thing between two people, and let's go and like take away our stories about shame and sin, and girls shouldn't talk like that, or good girls don't talk like that. I mean, like, I was the best goody two shoes growing up or whatever, but at the same time, like, I was the most repressed person, you know, like growing up in Catholic schools at the same time. And it was just like, you know, it wasn't a really happy place. Dating was awkward, and it was like, oh my gosh, and all these questions. And it was like, finally it was like, well, I just need to decide, like, to make happy, responsible decisions around my sexuality, and I didn't have any tools, and so I had to kind of create my own.
Yes, yeah, I love that. And, you know, you talk about how women deserve good sex. You talk about how women deserve abundance. You talk about how we shouldn't feel shameful, how we should be assertive. Modern women, basically, just freeing us from all of these, you know, the chains that have held us back, told us just to be this nice girl. You're not saying to be mean or bitchy, but you're just saying to learn to basically be assertive to yourself and others, you know, taking care of yourself, which in the end makes you a happier person so you can be all that much better for the world around you, right? Is that the gist of it all?
Absolutely. Because, I mean,
I
think one thing, too,
seven books.
There's a way to speak your sort of how you feel in a really kind and loving way. I mean, I know I didn't really know how to tell people, for example, if they hurt my feelings. I didn't really know how to express some of my deepest hurts because I wasn't sure people would care or they would listen or they would change their behavior. And so that's like, finally, I had to decide the kinds of relationships that I wanted, and I had to decide that it was like what I was feeling was worth listening to. And if that person decided not to, well, then maybe we weren't a great match. And so I kind of took away that whole like power pull, you know, tug that sometimes goes in friendships or relationships, for example. And like, I just say, what do I deserve? And what kind of relationships do I deserve? And how do I want to be treated? And from that sort of place, it's amazing how that shifts, because then all of a sudden it sort of self-selects, like the kinds of things that you wouldn't have gone and you would have taken before. You're just not going to like encounter it, or you'll say, like, wow, that's great. Like, I used to do that, but I'm not doing that anymore. And you find such a new happy place in relationships. You know, it's like the girl that dates the same guy over and over again, who's like a jerk to her, who doesn't call her back, you know, who leaves before she wakes up in the morning, or, you know, however you want to call it, until she decides that she's going to have like a really good man who treats her well and opens the door for her, remembers her, like to check in on her, whatever, like calls her, listens to her. Like, that's the guy she ends up going and like really changing her whole pattern with. And you've got to just decide how you want to be as a person.
You talk about releasing old stories from our lives.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Sure. Well, I mean, we talked about some of the
stories.
Like, you had a story that you were afraid of heights for a long time, right? And that was a true fear, but it was still, like, a story, right? And there might have been some things you wanted to do, but you finally just had to say, I'm not going to choose to believe that about myself. I'm going to face this, and I'm going to change my story. I'm going to do something that's different, and I'm going to say, like, I am no longer afraid of heights. And that's really changing your story. So for me, you know, I'll take an example. I never used to go and share when my feelings would get hurt. And so I finally was just like, I'm going to figure out a way to be kind and nice about it, but to still also say that this happened so that I don't repress it all inside of me and get really, like, internalized and upset and, you know, like, all that jazz that goes on and, like, gets stuck in your body. And I'm just going to start to, like, be softer in my relationships and also allow them to be vulnerable with me. And that changed everything for me. But that was a story that I had to be, like, that tough, stiff upper lip, you know, Midwesterner who just sucked it up, you know, build a bridge and get over it. Like, all the stuff I'd been told growing up, which didn't really serve me very well. It certainly didn't serve for, like, intimate relationships. You know, it's like, okay, you know, talk to the hand or F you or all that other stuff. It's like, I didn't even want to say those things. It was just like, I'd just be like, okay, I'm just not going to talk to that person anymore. Maybe we should just part ways. And it would just be like, it didn't have to necessarily be that way. If you had a good conversation about it, maybe that would change the situation. And maybe it wouldn't, but at least you gave the relationship a chance.
Yeah, I agree. And I love what you said, deleting these old stories, because if I didn't delete my fear, which I kind of did, I just jumped up there and
you
took it on.
You absolutely did.
And now I'm not afraid of heights. I mean, I am, but I say it over and over again so that it doesn't hold me back from doing these fun, you know, thrilling things in my life. I don't want to die and say woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, or just
yep.
live in fear. You know, fear is horrible. Okay, I love these books. These are great books for teens. Are these? What do you think about when you wrote these books? Who did you really? Who were you speaking to? And then, you know, who would benefit the most from these guides? Would teenage girls, 20-year-olds?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like teenage and up would is kind of who I was talking to, because a lot of girls, we call them girls, but, you know, they are bombarded with messages and stories from social media. There's so many more pressures to grow up, to look even sexy, even when they're not necessarily sexual. Like, there's so many stories, and they're facing so many pressures about becoming, like, an adult earlier. So, like, I've found, like, a lot of the readers, the earlier readers, like, there have been younger ones, which has been great, because I wish I had learned this stuff when I was younger. I mean, I'm now, like, you know, I'm 43. You know, and it's like, what would my life have looked like if I was in high school and I had gone and, like, had access to this and been like, my gosh, like, these stories, I don't have to keep believing these. Or these things that adults tell me, you know, who supposedly are moral authorities in my life, be they teachers or parents or whatever, even if they're well-intentioned, like, I get to make a different decision if it feels good for me. Like, how do I create that sense of trust in myself, in my intuition, like, listening mm-hmm. to myself? Because that part's been breaking down, I think. And we don't trust our young people enough, and we certainly at times don't even trust ourselves, because you can't teach what you don't know, right? So if you don't trust yourself, how are you going to teach somebody who's younger than you what to do? So I think it's for all women. It's certainly for all women around the world, because, you know, I worked all around the world, and I'm very sensitive to the topics that I feel like resonate with, like, all sorts of women, be they in Europe, be they in South America or Africa. Like, there's kind of a common thread, even that there are, you know, big cultural differences. But, you know, women have body images all around the world. Women have relationship issues
yeah.
all around
yeah.
the world. And so that was something I really wanted to speak to.
Ava Miles, you're so inspirational. You got to check out these books, these guides, these goddess guides. And you can first start by going to her website, avamiles.com, and seeing what being a goddess, a divine rock star, it's time to own it, girls, means, and how you can achieve true happiness in your life. Because that's basically what it's about, living a happy, joyful life with yourself, loving yourself. Ava, thank you so much. Gail from Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame. I love
Yay.
Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Big fan over there. But thank you so much for being on the show. And come back again. Let's talk about some of these other books. I'm going to get through the Goddesses Are Sexy book, and I got six more to go through. I think I am going to read them all, even though you say you only really need to read one that speaks to you. But I love to get little nuggets from all of them. But thank you so much. It was fun talking to you. Keep
laughing. Oh, it was great to
talk
to you.
Keep smiling. Keep giggling.
You too, Dolly. Many blessings.
Great time. Thank you so much. Ava Miles. Check her out, guys. AvaMiles.com. With that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And hey, everybody out there, thanks for listening. Send me your messages. Tell me what's the good word. I want to hear from you. I'm back in the saddle. We'll talk to you. See you next time. Bye-bye.